Hey, greetings, this is Brother James, noparish.com, John 4:24 radio. Hey, want to bring you a teaching audio today called Receiving or Accepting Jesus. Receiving or Accepting Jesus. Some years back, I did an article called Accepting Jesus is Not Biblical. Over time, I've had some challenges to that article. I've had people comment on it. So I want to do a follow-up audio teaching today, clear the air, and to go a little bit deeper in this topic and make this subject well known as a teaching moment. Let me start off by saying I want to give you my three main contentions against using the term accepting Jesus. Number one, when most people today in the culture and American churchianity, or probably all over the world, when they say accept Jesus, they're most often referring to an easy believe, head knowledge, not a saving, genuine faith that the Bible talks about. This is where you kind of raise your hand, say a prayer, and you accept what Jesus did for you, and you're told, because you did that, you're going to go to heaven. Yep, men like Billy Graham did that. Many street preachers and many pastors do that today. This is heresy. It lacks the biblical gospel path to eternal life, faith in Christ and his finished work, repentance, new life, holiness and obedience, and enduring in the faith. So accepting Jesus in today's culture is a watered-down, false gospel mindset. That's the number one reason I oppose it. Number two, I oppose it because as I read and use the King James Bible mostly, I'm not a King James only guy, but I use the King James Bible, there's no verse that uses the term accepting Jesus. The word accept is used 27 times in the New Testament, and the translators never used accept Jesus. Now, the word receive is used 257 times, and it is used to call men to Christ. So we see that the translators obviously saw a pattern and chose not to use accepting Jesus. And I think you're going to see the pattern and the reason why. Number three, in the New Testament, accepting is most often about God accepting and being accepting of us, not us being accepting of God. I'm going to show you that in this audio. Accepting in the New Testament is most times, many times, about God accepting and not us accepting Jesus. Now, I need to make this note right up front. There are many variants of the Greek words for receive and accept, and in some cases, they do have the same meaning, accept, receive. But I think you're going to see this pattern that makes sense, and it makes me avoid using the term accepting Jesus in a gospel context. So let's look deeper into this receiving versus accepting Jesus. Now, the verse that gets tossed out there most often is John 1, verse 12. But as many received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So let's take a look at this. The word receive here is lambano, and it means to take hold of. Now, it can mean a lesser meaning is accept, but the main meaning, the power of the Greek translation is to take hold of, to be carried, to take upon oneself. Now, remember that. I think that's going to show why receive is better than the word accept. Here's another verse for receive. John 10:18. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up. This commandment I have received of my Father. We receive it. We take hold of it, right? Or how about this verse? Matthew 18:5. And whosoever shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. Take hold of, right? So those are powerful meanings there that we have to consider. And this concept that I'm going to lay out for you fits perfectly in harmony with the rest of the New Testament verses where it talks about faith in Christ is more than people just having a head knowledge or accepting, but it's about embracing him, your allegiance to him, you're following him, you're obeying him, you're loving him. It's much more powerful than the mere word of accept. So let's look at some other verses. Luke 9:23. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. All right, so this is giving us the idea of what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to deny ourselves, pick up our cross, take it up. This is what I wanted to prove there, and follow after him, right? Now again, you could use the word accept in that case. It has a weaker meaning than the original Greek intended. I believe it's why the translators did not use it, and they were correct in this case. I choose not to use it. Let's consider another point. I want to make a note. The difference between accept and receive. That's most often true in the New Testament. Not always, but most often. Receive is most often, as I said, something we take hold of. And that's because we know it's already approved of. Jesus, God, the Word, the Spirit, we take hold of it. Accepting has a connotation of approving of something. That's interesting, isn't it? Taking hold of, receiving, accepting means approving of something. Romans 15:31, that I may deliver from them that do not believe in Judea, and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints. Here this word means approved, okay? So he was being approved and accepted of the saints. And so I'm trying to build the case here for the difference between receive and accept. Let me use this little parable here as an example. See if this works for you. In a courtroom of law, you receive a judge's sentence because you have no authority over the judge, and whatever he says has to go. You don't have to approve of it. You have to receive it. The judge will accept your statement before he sentences you because he can see if he then approves of it. So you're in no authority position. You can't approve of his sentence. He can listen to your words and possibly approve of it. So maybe that gives you an idea there. There's an authority line, and I'm going to prove that out as we keep going here. Receive versus accept. Let's take a look at some of the places the word accepted is used, and it may surprise you, the context. Luke 4:24, and he said, verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted of his own country. Here the Greek word is dektos, and it means approved. Same thing. And the last thing, me as a street preacher, that I want to infer when I'm witnessing to people is that they need to approve of Jesus. Will you accept Jesus? Will you approve of Jesus? That is not. Do we need to approve of the creator of the universe, God himself? No. No, we don't. That's why I want to avoid that term. Myself and the translators did as well. So let's get back. I want to show you the pattern that is in the Holy Word of God for accepting that is most oftentimes on the part of God, not ours. So I, as I said, avoid calling men to Christ that way. Now, this is an important point. Out of 27 times the word accept is used in the New Testament, 18 times are in reference to God accepting something. 18 times out of 27. The rest of them are never used to accept Jesus, and they're about men accepting men, things like that. So let's look at some of these. Acts 10:35. But in every nation that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted of him. God has to accept us. Amen? Amen. Romans 12:1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. God has to accept us. Romans 12:2, the next verse. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. God accepting. Do you see a pattern here? Romans 14:18. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. See that? Same pattern here. Romans 15:16, that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. God accepting. Once again, 2 Corinthians 5:9. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. We may be accepted of God. Galatians 2:6. But of those who seem to be somewhat, whatsoever where they make it no matter to me, God accepted no man's person. For they who seem to be somewhat in conference added to me nothing. God again accepting. How about Ephesians 1:6? To the praise and glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Once again, God accepting. Ephesians 5:10, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. We got more here. Philippians 4:18, but I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Ephrodius the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice, acceptable, well-pleasing to God. God is doing the accepting. 1 Timothy 2:3, for this is a good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. God is the one doing the accepting. Hebrews 12:28, wherefore we have received a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. God has to accept our service. 1 Peter 2:5. I love this verse. I love them all. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up into a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. God doing the accepting. 1 Peter 2:20. For what glory is it if, when ye be buffeted at your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if, when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, that is acceptable with God. You see all those verses, and there's more. I didn't read them all. Where God is doing the accepting, so it makes it a dangerous, dangerous practice for us to tell people to accept Jesus rather than to receive, take hold of, take upon yourself. Doesn't that make much, much more sense if you understand the biblical gospel and know that salvation is not just about faith alone, grace alone? Salvation is about faith and Jesus Christ shed blood, death, burial, and resurrection. By repentance, we become willing vessels, turning from all sin, the world, and false religion. God sees a willing vessel, gives us a new heart and a new mind. The fruit, John 15, that we're of Christ, is we produce much fruit, holiness and obedience. Works and faith go together, James 2. And the Bible says you must endure in a saving faith. Paul says, unless you believed in vain, you turn away. Many places in the Bible. 1 Corinthians 15, Jesus talks about it in Matthew 24. We must endure in a saving faith. So let me go back. So I think I've showed you that God is the one doing the accepting. And it's one of the reasons why I don't tell people to accept Jesus. In most cases, God is doing the accepting. Let's read some of the received verses that show their context. Okay, let's go through these. Romans 1, verse 5. By whom you have received the grace of apostleship. Yep, we received it. Romans 4, 11. And he receiveth the sign of circumcision, a seal of righteousness by faith. He received it from God. Romans 5, 11. And not only so, but also enjoy God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom you now received the atonement. We received it. We take hold of it from God. Romans 15:7. Wherefore receive one another, also as Christ has received the glory of God, a receiving, a taking hold of. 1 Corinthians 2:12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit of God. I love that verse. 1 Corinthians 11:23, for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you. Paul didn't accept it to be approved. He received it and he took hold of it. 1 Corinthians 15:3, for I delivered unto you, first of all, that which you also received, right? The gospel. They took a hold of it, how Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. They weren't waiting to approve of it. Philippians 4:9. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the grace and the God of peace shall be with you. All right? They received it. They took hold of it. They took it upon themselves by faith. Colossians 4:17. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. They received, okay, in the Lord. Took hold of it. Weren't waiting to approve it. 1 Thess 2:13. For this cause also we thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, ye received not as the word of men, but as in truth. That taking hold, not waiting to accept, all right? You see the context of these here. Hebrews 10:26. For if we willfully sin after we've received the knowledge of truth, after we've taken hold of it, right? There remain no more sacrifice for sins. And Revelation 3:3. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. There's that faith more than a mindset, more than a head knowledge. Repent, hold fast, right there. Take a hold of, receive, not just accept. There's a reason the translators did not plug in the word accept versus receive. Receive is much more powerful when you look at the Greek and you look at the context, all right? And I want to make sure that I say this. I'm not going to say to another man, if he's out street witnessing or preaching, that if he uses the term accept Jesus and he's preaching the full gospel and he's telling them to repent and come to Christ and cry out for a new heart and mind and obey God with holiness and endure, I'm not going to tell him he's in sin or he's a heretic. I'm not going to say that. I may talk to him and share my teaching with him and say, I think we may be confusing them, that we get to approve of God by acceptance versus receiving and taking hold of. And again, I need to make that a note again. I know the Greek is used differently in a few places. This is not across the board, but predominantly the word accept is for God being accepting. I think I've demonstrated with these verses enough to back up my concept that we receive the Lord, take hold of by faith, and that we become acceptable because of what Christ has done and pleasing to God. I have a habit myself, maybe this will help some of you saints that are listening. I always fall on the side of God, holiness, and Bible truth whenever I'm in doubt about something. If I look at a tunic shirt to wear and I go, I'm not sure about that color, I fall on the side of God and say, no, thank you. If there's a word in culture and I go, should we be using that word? It might be a slang word. I throw it out and say, no, thank you. If you're always falling on the side of God, the Bible, holiness, and obedience, you're always leaning towards God. What does James say? Draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. If we're always leaning the other way, oh, the culture likes it, my flesh likes it, maybe I can do it, we start leaning away from God, and I see lots of people do that. So I make it a habit of always leaning towards God, and with accepting Jesus, I do that here, knowing that God is the one that accepts in most cases, and we take hold of, and we receive Christ and his promises. Isn't that beautiful? Now, I just want to close out by saying, I hope this has helped you, as we all strive to be Bereans, all right? I myself will be avoiding asking men to accept Jesus, as I said. He's already approved by God. He doesn't need our approval. I will preach the biblical gospel that I just preached to you and call men to repentance and come and receive Jesus Christ. I think that has the power, that has the context, that has the meaning, that has the depth, that has the breadth of the gospel versus, oh, I think I'll just accept the Savior because I kind of approve of what Jesus did. No. I hope you are following Christ in spirit and truth. I hope you've received, taken hold of, put it upon yourself, the faith of Christ, and you're walking in it with all power, spirit, and truth. So, hey, I hope this has all helped you. I hope this has helped all of you to become Bereans. We strive for it every day. Let me know how I can help you in faith. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Articles, audios, videos, sisters, blogs, loving our neighbor, loving the brothers and sisters, loving God, lifting up the truth of God. So few people are walking in the full truth of God. So much compromise, false teaching, fleshly, worldly ways. I got nothing. I'm just standing on the word of God, always leaning towards my Savior and his truth. Hey, till next time, we love you all. Thanks for listening. May God be praised.